Proverbs. Dart a prayer to heaven, then firmly resist, hear the voice of God, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Those who are controlled by the Spirit of God are to keep their perceptive faculties awake, for the time has come when their integrity and loyalty to God and to one another will be tested. Do not commit the least injustice in order to gain an advantage for yourselves. Do unto others, in small matters as well as in great, as you would that others should do unto you. God says, ye are my witnesses. You are to act in my place. Could the curtain be rolled back, you would see the heavenly universe looking with intense interest upon the one who is tempted. If you do not yield to the enemy, there is joy in heaven. When the first suggestion of wrong is heard, dart a prayer to heaven, and then firmly resist the temptation to tamper with the principles condemned in God's word. The first time the temptation comes, meet it in such a decided manner that it will never be repeated. Turn from the one who has ventured to present wrong practices to you. Resolutely turn from the tempter, saying, I must separate from your influence, for I know you are not walking in the footsteps of our Savior. Even though you may not feel able to speak a word to those who are working on wrong principles, leave them. Your withdrawal and silence may do more than words. Nehemiah refused to associate with those who were untrue to principle, and he would not permit his workmen to associate with them. The love and fear of God were his safeguard. He lived and worked as in view of the unseen world. And David said, I have set the Lord always before me. Dare to be a Daniel. Dare to stand alone. Thus, as did Moses, you will endure the seeing of him who is invisible. But a cowardly and silent reserve before evil associates, while you listen to their devices, makes you one with them. Quoted. Have courage to do right. The Lord's promise is more valuable than gold and silver to all who are doers of his word. Let all regard it as a great honor to be acknowledged by God as his children.